You know, you've heard those lines so many times. You go into a disco and you hear these people sitting around desperately trying to get a little action. Now, isn't it disgusting the things that people will say to each other when all they want to do is just get down to a little wholesome pooching after the event? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think that it's only fair, since the theme of our show tonight has been the real world, that we make an earnest effort to deal with these problems in a forthright manner. You know what I mean? So look, I know that you're going to leave this place eventually, and you're going to go, and maybe you'll go someplace. You might even go to a disco kind of a place. I know how you are. And when you go in there, you're going to... Yes, you will. I know you will. He will. And so will she. Because I seen him there. But when you go there, I know what you're going to do. You're going to walk in. You're going to check it out a couple of times. You're going to walk over to the bar to see if there's any immediate grunt type action over there. And if there's not, you're going to spin around a couple of times and look kind of nonchalant. Then you're going to look around the room to see if there's anybody there you know. And if there's somebody there you know, you'll go over and sit at the table with them. And you'll look around to see if there's any pussy coming in later. And you'll sit there and you'll keep watching the door. And then you'll watch the floor. And then you'll get lucky. Oh my God, here comes one. Here's one worth striving for. She's training to be a nurse. She looks clean. No potential of disease here. It looks like the big one. Yes, you're gonna try for it, aren't you? Who knows? Maybe you'll do good, maybe you won't. But you gotta try, because she looks like a nurse, right? No diseases, and you gotta try. So she's coming in, she has a girlfriend. Her girlfriend is ugly, because cute girls always have ugly girlfriends. And the reason that they have ugly girlfriends is because it makes them look cuter. The girls come into the disco. There they are. They're getting ready for some action. They don't want anybody to know that they want to get fucked all night long. Girls that are training to be nurses with ugly girlfriends don't want people to know that's what they really want. So when they walk in, what do? They look around, they go to the bar, they see if there's any hunks at the bar. They're checking out the hunks. There's no good hunks at the bar. There's a couple of nerds at the bar. And somebody who's gonna be a nurse later doesn't want to get pooched by a nerd. She wants a hunk. So when there's no hunks at the bar, her and her ugly girlfriend go to the toilet together. While they're in there, they fix their hair, they check their nails, they look around, they smell their breath by holding their hand underneath like this and blowing up their nose. The ugly girlfriend takes out her eyebrow pencil and writes, "Fuck me, you ugly son of a bitch," on the wall. Her girlfriend, who's going to be a nurse, tells her that's not really very nice to do, but let's go out and see if there's any more hunks. Then they go out of the toilet, they go back into the disco, they go out and they look around the floor, see if there's any guys who can dance. Well, there's always one. He's a cute guy. He has no abilities in any field other than shaking his booty on the dance floor. But he doesn't need to, because his father owns a department store. And he'll never have to go to work a day in his life. So he was born cute and he's dancing. And he's out there kind of waiting for somebody who's going to grow up to be a nurse with an ugly girlfriend. Maybe. Anyway, you, remember you when you went in there? And you saw the nurse before they went into the toilet. But the nurse and the ugly girlfriend came out and they saw this dancing hunk on the floor. Hey, this is going to be some competition for you. You don't want to see a nice, clean nurse going off with a dancing hunk, do you? No, not you. You won't stand for it. You're part Italian, right? You're not? What? You Jewies love your nails. Anyway, because if you were part Italian, you'd get some of your friends and stab him when he left the club, wouldn't you? But you're not going to wait till he leaves the club. No, you're going to get him where it hurts. You don't care whether he's a cute guy dancing. You can't dance, but you're going to pooch the nurse, aren't you? So you go over to the girl and you say these words. I respect you for your mind. Then the nurse looks at you and goes, Jesus Christ, Jesus fucking Christ, what's wrong with you? Then she turns to her ugly girlfriend and says, let's go get the hunk. Then you get suicidal. You go up to your friend who's at the other table and you ask him if he's got any downers. And he does. He gives you a fistful of them. You want to kill yourself right there in the disco, don't you? So you eat all of the downers right there. Down and down they go, round and round they go. You're going into a spin. You're loving the spin you're in. The next thing you know, you're up and you're dancing your ass off, aren't you? That's right. Suddenly, the nurse and her ugly girlfriend have new respect for you because you're a potential dancing hunk. So, but you're so wasted, you don't even know what's going on. All this time, you thought you were going to the toilet, but you can't find it anymore. You're just wandering around the middle of the dance floor. And the beat goes on, and you're so wrong, it's pumping away, and your buttocks are pumping up and down. You're really doing the twist and everything. Well, the next thing you know, you're over at the nurse's apartment. Her and her ugly girlfriend have all this S&M apparatus. Because they discussed it before they took you there. They said, hey, anybody who can dance like that has got to be fantastic. So you've been abducted and you're over there in a nurse's apartment. Except now she's wearing black leather underpants, a garter belt, a pointed titanium brassiere, and she's got a riding crop in one hand with a black Halloween mask. And she's putting on Black Sabbath albums in the background. That's right. But you're so wasted, what do you know? You think you're having a good time. And then she makes you get down on your knees. You're kissing her boots. She's beating you across the forehead with a riding crop. You don't know. You're so wasted. Her ugly girlfriend is tying your hands behind your back with some barbed wire. You like it a lot. They roll you over, they take a hot poker. You still think you're having a good time. You see what can happen when you go to a disco? You see what can happen when you leave a disco? Well, not to change the subject, ladies and gentlemen, but we have this song that we might as well do for you now, just to end this thing off. It's based on what the girl wrote on the wall in the toilet. The name of this song is Stick It Out.